Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I heard about a dad and his son who hauled out the boxes with the things they annually put on the roof at Christmas. The son, now 10, wanted to do some things on his own. His dad said, great. The son was asked to put up the lighted sign that says Noel. All went well, until they plugged the Noel sign in, the helpful son set it up backward in living lights. Was the name Leon. The neighbor 2 doors down happened to be a guy by the name of Leon. He was perplexed and kind of grateful. He thought it was nice. All is calm, all is bright. We wish for tranquility and silent nights, and then end up with hurried exhaustion. So now, after reading this, we will hurry along with you toward the early service on Christmas Eve and hope to exhale once we light the candle and sing Silent Night, all verses. Whew. I'm exhausted thinking about all of this. No matter how much we plan for an all is calm and all is bright Christmas, we end out hurrying and spending and eating way too much in all those categories. I remember the story of a nun who was leaving an African village after 25 years of service. A boy brought her the gift of a seashell. "How did you get it?" she said. "I walked to the seashore and got it." She said, "That is 50 miles away." He said, "Long walk is part of the gift." In January, we will see if we can hear the advice from a spiritual director who tells us, and maybe this is our New Year's resolution, you must relentlessly eliminate hurry from your life. In January, we will see if we can hear that. And for now, folks, I've just got to go. Big list to accomplish today. I am Richard Wing, wishing you all the best in this holiday season.